This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3797 for Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2023. Today's show is entitled, How to Submit Changes to HPR. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 32 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is row and shows Ken how to submit changes to the new HPR static site.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I am joined by Ron. Say hi.
Hello everyone.
So this show, we're short of shows obviously because it's HPR and because essentially you, dear listener, need to submit me some more shows to this here a podcast because it's a Barcamp podcast, where our shows rely on people submitting stuff. What type of stuff, Ron, would be of interest? Perhaps how to submit a change to the HPR website?
That would be, I think, of great interest. It would be of great interest to me to have more people submitting changes to the HPR website.
Okay, to give you some background, our current website was developed back in the day, 17 years ago, and we are now... the code is a little bit flaky. I think everybody involved with this will agree. And we got called out by Popey from the Ubuntu podcast formerly. And essentially the word was open source your code or stop complaining about it. And you stepped up and created a website. Do you want to, what sort of tool to generate our websites? Do you want to give us a bit of background on that?
Sure. So I know Ken had mentioned in the various places, the email list and on maybe a SUNEP community news, wanting it, the website to be statically generated. I decided, hey, that would be interesting. And I'd already helped out a little bit with the free culture podcast website.
Yeah.
And knew... it was generated using the toolkit template. It's a Perl template for generating static websites. And so I thought, hey, Dave knows that. Perl's been around. Don't think it's going anywhere. So I decided to create a site generator for HPR using the toolkit template. Basically, it's just a Perl script that then calls that, and then it allows you to use the templating system to create new pages and add it to the site generator relatively easily.
Yeah, it's not that rocket science-y, actually. The whole Perl part isn't really the thing that I intend to be changing most. It's probably just the template, and that's pretty standard, I think, across those templating tools. You know, but it's got loops in it and, you know, spaces. You can see the HTML, and in between the HTML, there are various different methods that you can use or commands or whatever.
Right. I mean, it's very similar to, like, PHP. It's just not being run, you know, on the server as you're doing it. You're just running it, you know, beforehand and then saving the output as static HTML.
Yeah. So our goal here is to be able to have a static website that you, dear listener, can rsync down to your Raspberry Pi or similarly tooled low-spec, low-powered machine and serve a mirror image of the HPR website from your fiber internet connection at home. So we have a massively distributed mirror-type content distribution system provided by the community. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, we sort of have a proof of concept working so far. So,
yeah. So that's actually running now as you listen to this on Hobby Public Radio,
which is rsynced from hpr.horning.us.
Yeah. Cool. So that's pretty much that. So when we make updates to the website, we'll regenerate new pages, and then those can be rsynced down to your local server and served. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But how do we, as an open source project, allow you to go in and fix some code. So that's where we are now. So where is our code hosted?
So right now it is generously being hosted by Honest Host at repo.anhonesthost.com. You do have to become .net. Whoops, sorry about that. it just pops up in my browser, so I don't really look at the dot part that much, the ending. You do have to become a member, which is free. It's just to help, I guess, cut down on spam and people just, you know, running amok on the in the repo.
Just quick word about that. That's the Josh who graciously takes care of all the stuff that we do, server-wise, and keeping out, dealing with attacks and all sorts. He already had a version of GitT running, and it was GitLab actually, and it was not pleasant for him to have to maintain. So as a result, any thing that he's commenting on here or requirements to simply register is reasonable. What we can always do at a later date is make the entire code base just available somewhere else as well, so that when you do your rsync, you pull down the Git repo as a by the by.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
So then we come to the situation where Mickeyotronic made a very valid request to have links to the various different files in various different places. So for one reason or another, they weren't included because they weren't included. So it's a bug. We're fixing it. We fixed it on the PHP site. And now what I want to do is go and fix it on the static site, because in the future, that's the only place changes are going to be allowed. So I basically want to know, okay, I asked you, what is the procedure then for doing this? And you said, you sent me a list, and I said, well, let's record a show about it. So that's what we're doing. So thing number one I've done so far is I've gone to repo.anhonesthost.net. I've logged in. I had already created an account. I set up my two-factor authentication. I logged in, and I put in my free OTP plus thing in there, and now I'm here looking at a web page. So what do I do?
So once you're logged in, and you'll want to find the particular repo. There are actually a couple hosted on there, but you will want to find, I think it's called HBR Generator repo.
Yeah, it's RHO_N HBR_Generator. Yep.
Right. And so then now whether you want to fix the bug or not, if you find, you know, a request, you can basically submit a request for a change to the website, be it whether you're going to do it yourself, hopefully, or, you know, just as suggestions, like, hey, I found this bug. You would go to the issues section of the repo and then create a new issue. I could do that, Ken, or if you wanted
to. Created one issue 70. Add audio links to on the index full and series pages. So there we are, that's our issue. So the previous 5 weeks page needs it, and we've got an example, etc., etc. Yep.
Okay. So now that we've done that, you can also provide labels. Like the label, there's only a few. I think it's like bug fix, new feature, or feature request, that sort of thing. Just make it a little easier for us to eyeball it.
What would you reckon this is?
I mean, it's sort of either one. I mean, it is, a feature request, but technically it's probably more of a bug for a website.
Sometimes yeah, that's probably a bug. Yeah, let's flag it as a bug.
That sounds good. Once you've done that, if you want to submit a code change yourself, I create a new local branch on my machine to make the change. So it's, you know, git checkout -b, name of your branch.
Hold on one second. Okay, shall I do this, play along, basically?
Sure. Yep, that sounds good. I typically name my branches like I for issue and the number, and then either a dash or an underscore to separate it, and then basically the title of the issue that I gave it, maybe a little abbreviated, just so that when I'm looking in my branches, it makes it very easy to find it. And then when you're referencing it for other people, it makes it easier to link back to the issue so they can read about the details, like of why you're creating this branch.
Okay, so the first thing I need to do is get the code from somewhere. So I, what do I need to do on the website?
Right. So if you're on the website, if you look under the code tab.
Yeah, the very first, it says pull request, new file upload, and SSH, and there's a download repository.
Right. So it gives you, you can select either HTTPS or SSH for the, and it'll give you the URL for when you're cloning. So then you could go to git clone. And then if you're using SSH, you would use the SSH link. If you're going to just use the HTTPS, you know, you'd click on that and copy that and paste it in to get you the HTTPS link.
So I'm putting in here git clone, git t at repo, blah, 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 blah. There's probably some settings that you need. I've done this before, so I know it's going to work.
Right. I mean, it will prompt you for a password if you don't have that set, that sort of thing.
And you can put your SSH keys up there as well and all that sort of stuff. But presumably, if you're submitting code, if you just want to make an issue, you go to the website, you press a button, you make an issue. That's it. Your work here is done. If you're submitting code, presumably you've used Git before and this will be how you do it.
And
okay,
no problem.
So I've now got that downloaded.
Okay, so now is when you'll want to create your branch, your new branch to work on.
So if I remember some of Tattoo's shows, say I do git status or something.
Yeah, if you can do git status, that'll show you, should show you you're on the main branch.
Yeah, I need to change into the directory for a start. Yeah, on branch main, lovely.
Right, so now you can type git space checkout space dash b space
wait a sec, wait a sec, wait a sec. Wait, whoa,
sorry.
Really. And with as Tati says, we shouldn't use short things. So let's just have a quick look here. Git space what?
Oh, it's the git checkout command. So git space checkout. And then you want to give it the dash B option that says you're creating a new branch, and then you space, and then the name of the, whatever name you want to give the branch.
So I'm just opening the git checkout page here, man git dash checkout. So git checkout dash B.
Yes.
And what do I call it? Ken underscore.
Yeah, you can call it whatever, you know, whatever makes sense to you. I, like I said, I usually would like I dash 70 underscore fix download something like that, or whatever you called the issue, you know, the first couple words.
Oh, yeah. Let me do that. Yep. Yeah. One sec. Fix links to audio. How about that?
Sounds great.
Sorry for the delay here. You know, hopefully the listeners won't hear and truncate silence, but okay. So I can just do that. Anything else? Git checkout dash B and then the name. Anything else?
Nope. Once you've done that, then you can start making your changes.
So when I do a git status now, it says on branch, blah, nothing to commit, working directory clean.
Yep, that sounds correct. So now you just need to fire up your favorite text editor and make the changes.
Okay. What I'm actually going to do is modify the README file with a extra dot because we don't want to be here all day.
Sounds good.
What can I add to this for the... I'll put Hacker Public Radio and I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss.
In the README, you could put something to Hacker Public Radio. I don't know. Now the code is free.
Or I could actually try fixing the episode link.
You could do that.
Which one would that be? So I'm looking in the templates directory, and then there's content template. Let's look at the series, shall we, for a start. So I've got content series episode, series ID right. episode. So it's got to be one of those three.
So well, which where did you change it on the index page? Like on the main page, I think is where you changed it, or did you?
Yeah, I changed it in seven places, but the easiest one for now is the series one.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. So.
Hold on. Let me fire up my editor real quick so I can sort of walk you through some of that.
Thank you. So it's actually in the on the page that says in-depth series.
I'm getting there.
With the series ID. So on the there's two pages here related to the series. This is the main top page which lists all the series, and it's got in-depth series as the main header, and number of episodes and that sort of thing. And then inside of that, there's in another one that deals with the number of episodes. So if I click on the accessibility one, for example, there's 18 episodes. And when I open that up, it also gives a description of the series.
Right. Sorry. So which file were you looking in again? I missed it.
So content-series_episode.tpl.html, and there's content-series.tpl.html. And I think the one I need is _episodes.
Yes.
So what I want to do is add some HTML in there, which is listen in OGG speaks or MP3 format, where the OGG speaks and MP3 link to the page, and it's going to be a small tag. And back in the ticket itself, there's the PHP version.
Right. Okay. So that, if you look down there where there's the for each at the end.
Yep.
And then in that, there's a macro called show summary.
Yep.
So we need That's to find that show summary macro, which should be in, what did I call it? I think it's share utils.
So I'm open to shared-utils.tpl.html, and I'm just going to go back and copy the macro name, which is show_summary. I'm going back to shared-utils.tpl.
Sorry, it's actually, I think there's a shared-episode-summary.tpl.html. That's where I put it.
Well, I found it in several places. Shared-episode-summary.tpl would be the one I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, shared-episode-summary is where the macro is defined.
Super. Okay, great. Excellent. Couldn't be better. So looking at that code, it says it's got the comment symbol, and so %!%, and then all caps macro, and then the name of the sum, show summary, bracket show, comma, hide host, comma, bracket, space, block, in all caps, %!, square. So presumably that goes down for down until the end section, so macro, end of macro.
Yep. So right, probably right above the end tag for the macro, there's the show.summary that's between two HTMLP, you know, a P opening and a P closing bracket.
Yeah, paragraph.
Yep. And so I'm guessing, I haven't looked at the HTML yet on the website that gets generated, but I'm guessing you put it down under there.
So we've got tags, which aren't being displayed, I see, on this page.
I'll
paste into the chat. This link will be in the show notes, the two different versions.
Okay.
And I'll just quickly make a little bit of a image, just so we have the comparison. 1 second. Yeah, that's not going to work. Pasting an image into the Mumble chat isn't going to work, just as by the way. So I'll paste it into Matrix for you to see.
Okay. Right. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that we can, one way to test it would be to just stick some text right under their like holder and then generate those pages or a page and see what it looks like. That's usually how I, you know, do it locally.
That's fine. You know what I'm going to do is that very thing. I'm just going to put in a, we have the MetaShow BR. So that should be visible on the, so what we're trying to do here is basically identify the location where we need to add the code. But I think that defeats the purpose of this episode as such. So what I'll do is I'll just put in anything at all for now.
Sounds good. I mean, I do have a, if I can find it real quick, there is a macro for inserting. I think those links, I don't know if it'd be formatted quite correctly, but that might be another way to do it. If I can find the macro real quick.
Hosted by, all I'm getting is, okay, so let's not worry about that. So what I'm going to do in is put a HTML comment, a hidden comment in there that your code goes here, basically, and we'll see how we go from there.
Okay.
Okay, now I've saved that, made the change, presuming everything works, fantastic, and I'm ready to do the next step.
Okay, so once you've made your change and you're happy with it, then you just do your normal git, you know, git add the changed file.
No, there's no normal. I've never done this before.
Oh, okay. Well, that's sorry. Normal for me. So if you're
very
new
good.
To Git.
So now I've changed my file, yeah, and I look at git status.
Yeah.
So it's showing a modified file, yeah?
Yep, should be showing a modified file. So then if those changes are what you're happy with, you would then do git add and then the path to that file.
Yep, just did that. And now it says modified file. Yeah, git status.
Right. So modified files means they're now ready to be committed. So if, you know, you've got more files you want to add in this commit, you could then, you know, modify them and add them later. Or you can make all the changes and add them all at one time, however you want to do it. But once you have them all the files ready for a commit, then you would do your git commit.
Okay, let's do that. Yes, as I wait patiently for you to tell me what to do.
Okay, so git commit should fire up. If you just do a plain git commit, that should fire up your default text editor.
Yeah, I got a default text editor, and it says here,
Yep. So at the top of the, it usually there's like a blanks line, and then it'll like say, give you some instructions, and then it'll list the files that have been modified, and any like ones, any that are, it basically gives you sort of a git status at the bottom. So it'll say, you know, files that will be committed, files that have been changed, and then files that are not tracked.
Okay, so I've got one file modified, and I'll save this file and exit, shall I?
Well, so what you do is then give it a, that's where like up at the top, you make your commit message. So you would add a, you know,
I've added a line here, add a comment to file as example for HBR 3797, which is what this is going to be released as.
Okay, sounds good. So then you would just hit save and then exit.
And git status says nothing to commit, working directory is clean.
Right. So now you could like do more changes and commits. I mean, this is your local, you know, your local git repository. So if you know, you can do a short series of commits just so that like you can go back.
Ideally, I'd have everything tested and working at this point because I don't want to embarrass myself by pushing it up. But let's fast forward to that happy day. Everything's ready. What next?
Yeah. Okay. So you're happy and you're ready now to push your changes back up to the repository for everybody to review. So this is where you would do a git push command.
But does that not push up to the main branch?
Well, so yeah, so you have to get, so you have to give it a location. So basically the full command would be git space push space origin space, the name of the branch. So origin says push it, you know, back up into the cloud, and then the name of the branch is saying I want to put it at that repository in the cloud on this branch.
So what would you use for this?
So I would do git space push dash yep. origin.
Dash origin or
not dash origin, space origin, sorry.
Yep.
Space, and then I usually just copy and paste the name of the branch from my stat. Like I usually do a status first, and then I just copy and paste the branch name at the end of that.
Yep, doing that right now. So I have git space push space origin space i70 underscore fix links to audio with underscores.
Sounds good. So then you just hit enter, and it should hopefully push it up, or it will tell you if there are any issues.
So no issues. Create a new pull request and to repo new branch fix links to audios. Yep, all looks good.
Right. So now if you go back over to your browser and you go back onto repo.anhonesthost.com.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay. So now if you look at the branches, I see three branches. Let me make sure. I'm not sure I refreshed my screen, but let me click on the branches.
So I'm looking at Roan /HBR underscore generator. And I see code issues. Where would I see the branch? Oh, yeah, okay, branch main. Yeah.
So if you're on the code tab.
Yeah, underneath that, yeah, there's a drop-down right. That says branches. Gotcha.
Yeah, so there's like...
And there's also like three branches right there.
Yeah, and right. You can click... If you click on that, yeah, that'll give you...
Yeah.
So there you'll see, you know, the default branch. I see branches, my... I30 series name for file name branch, and then I see your new branch. And then if you look there, you will see in that row a new pull request.
Yeah, clicking on that, so yep.
If you're ready, yep, then you can click new pull request.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just trying. So then it'll give you a page, and then you name your pull request or give it a title. I can't remember what it's the name field or title field. I usually do like left square bracket I, so for this case it would be like left square bracket I70 right square bracket space, and then I usually just reuse the name or, you know, some explanation of the issue name. It might change a little bit depending on the PR, but usually it's fairly close to just whatever issue name I gave it.
Sorry, I'm completely lost there.
Oh, okay. So back on the branches page.
Yep, got that.
And do you see? And you see your branch. And
yep.
And there's a button that says new pull request.
Yeah, right next to it. Yep.
Yep. So if you click on that, that should bring up a new page to create a new pull request.
Yeah, that's it. I see it there. Yep. And then.
And then yeah. So then. The title or name I give it is usually, you know, based on the issue number. So like left square bracket, I70 right square bracket, and then space. And then usually I just reuse most of the text of the issue title or, you know, something close to that.
So when I press the green button, new pull request.
So then once you're on that page, then there is another green button. Like once you're done filling out all the information, then you're actually submitting the new pull request to be generated on the, to be added to the server.
Okay. So there, so I'm on a page here now that says new pull request, select the branch to merge into and the branch to pull from. So I'm going to merge into the main and I'm going to pull from this one.
Right.
And if I press new pull request, it requires me to fill in the comment.
Yes.
And that's where I put in the I70.
Yeah, there should be. I should have brought it. I'm trying to bring one up. Hold on. Let me jump in onto that other my other branch so I can pull up a new pull request myself so I can make sure we're on the same page.
Sure. No problem.
All right. Yeah. So you did. I don't remember that extra new pull request thing. But anyway, so yeah, so you put in the title which I, if for the title, I give it like, you know, the issue number in brackets, and then basically the issue. And then there's a space below to give a more detailed comment, depending on how big of change it is. You know, I'll just maybe give some backstory to it, or some, if I've made certain assumptions or changes to the code, I don't know. I just try to, anything that might feel useful in the comment to future people, reading back to figure out why this was done. I try to put it in the, you know, some things are so small that just, you don't need much. Other things, if you're making a big, you know, pull request, you might need to explain some things.
Okay. So that was that new pull request then.
Right. And I usually do like put a label, and if it's a bug, I put a bug. If it's a feature request, I put a feature request, that sort of thing.
Okay. I'm going to put in the title as you suggest. Let me see. Sorry, this is painful. So I70 fix audio. That actually should be a demo for HPR. Let's do that. Okay. And then I can press create pull request, I guess.
Yes. And then once that's accepted, I should be able to refresh my screen and see your pull request.
Okay. And I just completely forgot to take a screenshot of that. Anyway, tis what it is.
Well, you now have the only open pull request.
Okay. So let's leave it there. Can you just delete that one, please? Because that's enough. So at this point, as a contributor, we're done, and you just review the code, and that'll be that, yeah?
Pretty much, yes. Yep.
Okay, so let's leave it at that there. Thank you, that was very useful. Now I need to figure out stuff, the actual code, and we can do that offline. Okay, guys, thanks very much, Rome, for taking the time to do this, and tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker
Public
Radio!
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.